The following article was published in Great Health Guide in January 2017. Great Health Guide is a free monthly magazine for women and is available at www.greathealthguide.com.au. This article is entitled Travelling with Children and is written by Deb Hopper. School holidays are the perfect time to jump in the car and visit family and friends that we haven't seen for a long time. Often this means a long car and or plane trip. While many children get excited about the thought of seeing friends and family, the process of getting there often does not feel like a holiday, and parents can wonder if it's really worth the effort. So here are 5 top tips for staying sane through the long holiday trips and even have some fun along the way. Number 1. Create a diary, journal or scrapbook before you leave for your holidays. Kids love to plan ahead, ask questions about what they will be doing, planning activities, and seeing what is available in the area you are heading to. On the first page of your diary or journal, draw up a grid for the days and weeks you will be away, similar to a calendar. If you are going away for 2 weeks, include the week before or after. If you have set plans on specific days, add them in too. Add in who you will be staying with on different days. Kids love to know what's coming up, and this can reduce worry and anxiety. Number 2. In the diary, journal or scrapbook, allocate at least 1 page for every day that you will be away. Children can then use these in the car or on the plane and draw different things they'll see during the trip. This can be a useful project or distraction for keeping the peace during long travel stretches. They can also collect brochures, pictures, stickers, leaves, flowers, in fact anything on the way, and paste or sticky tape it in the book. Make sure that you pack some tape or glue stick supplies. Call into your local travel agent or visit an information session on the way and pick up a free brochure for the children to read or look at the pictures on the way. Number 3. For really long car trips, visit your bargain shop and stock up on $2 packs of craft supplies. For example, giant pipe cleaners or post-it notes, colouring in books or other cheap novelty toys. Create little paper bags of goodies and give them out slowly over the trip as needed. This guarantees mess in the back seat, but it's also guaranteed to divert and occupy little minds and little hands. Number 4. Listen to an audiobook or podcast. This is a great use of time. Choose a book that is age appropriate, and even if you listen to 15 or 20 minutes at a time, it will help to break up the trip. And number 5. Take a break. We all know that taking a break every 2 hours is imperative for reducing driver fatigue. Taking a break will also help keep the kids sane. Stop at a park and give them a big burst of muscle and movement sensory input. Movement and muscles helps to get the wiggles out and will keep them sane for the next driving leg. Long family trips can be challenging, but we do hope that these ideas can make things a little easier and also more fun. Deb Hopper is a practicing occupational therapist and an Amazon number 1 best-selling author. She can be contacted via her website at www.lifeskillsforkids.com.au. That's www.lifeskills4kids.com.au. For more Great Health Guide articles, go to www.greathealthguide.com.au.